teachers, particularly educators. We have seen in the last 2 years educators mobilizing, and in sometimes against their own conservative unions, which I think is fabulous, against gun violence, against a whole range of issues, being dehumanized, being de-skilled, being attacked. Librarians are starting to mobilize. They have to create a national movement, first of all, that basically is on the side of what I call direct justice. And what I mean by direct justice is direct action. We have got to shut these institutions down. I don't mean we need to go to vote. That's fine. We need to take over school boards. You need to do everything you can to make these school boards democratic. That's okay. But we need a policy of direct action. And this is nonviolent. I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for direct action. Occupy banks, occupy schools, occupy the institutions that stop everyday life, and use that pedagogically to educate people and to make clear that people are oppressed, being exploited, and the world is coming to an end. I'm sorry. The planet is in danger. This is not an abstract issue anymore. If we have 10 years to be able to endure this with our food wars, water wars, the entire militarization of the planet, we'll be lucky. So time is running out. Lastly, it seems to me these social movements have got to come together. And they've got to come together under the fear of fascism and the promise of a socialist democracy. We've got to stop running away from this word socialism. This is insane. We want socialism. We don't want anybody to be poor. We don't believe that education should not be free. We don't believe that equality doesn't matter. We don't believe that rich people should, five people should organize or have more wealth than half the planet. Sorry. No, why should we be apologetic? Capitalism is a death march.